The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Rita Ann Higgins, good morning.
Hi, Brendan. How are you getting on?
I'm getting on all right. You have a poem for us?
Yes.
And it's on the subject of COVID shaming?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, off you go.
Hector the Vector is living next door. It's everywhere now, COVID shame and COVID shaming. The shamed stay mostly indoors and let on only one of them have it. We know from Anise and Aldi all 10 of them have it. Someone went so far as to spray vectors on their gable end. Some families don't even tell their own siblings, only it has a way of slipping out on the phone. When we had the COVID last month, he said casually, oh, I was only joking. By the way, did you know Hector the Vector is living next door? You know that stuck up one who used to work in the bookies? Why, the long-faced Lorna, she has it. She's not raising the odds now. She has her 3-year-old daughter, Kim, going down the chemist shop on a scooter for the benzos. I can't sleep, she'll tell you, but not a word about the COVID that's dripping off her, Giuliani style. Then she'll say, my Kim, she's small for her age. In 3 years, she'll be nearly 8. Disgruntled second cousin Marley, who was twice removed from his local pre-COVID for behaviour on becoming a driving instructor, says, don't tell me only one of ye has it. Every time I peep in your window, I see ye all coughing and choking. It's like a bloody sanatorium in there. And then there's the other family, the butter wouldn't melt family, pickled with it, the lot of them. You wouldn't be able to take the temperature in that house. Just look at the jam jaws of them. Hell would be cooler than the buttermelt family. They are the shamed. The shamers go online and out everyone. Any dog and divil who has a slight tickle in the throat gets outed online. Indirectly at first, sneezing emojis, masked emojis. But when they put your carriage up online, you know it's one of your own. Usually a disgruntled brother-in-law who never got paid for sealing your leaky gutter back in 87. Other shamers do it by text. You'll never guess who has it. Or in WhatsApp groups, are ye sitting down? Guess who I saw back? The doctor's wearing 4 masks. His eyebrows before now had a failure to thrive sense about them. Now they are ricocheting skywards. Who is it, for crying out loud? Hector the Vector. And he's living next door.
Jan Higgins, thank you so much. I always say, if the government could harness the contact tracing that's going on in WhatsApp groups around the country, they wouldn't need any other contact tracers. That was great. Rita Ann, talk to you soon. Thanks a million.
Talk soon, Brendan. Bye. Slánga fóill.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.